Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Thursday, August 3rd, 2017. President Trump signed a sweeping sanctions bill yesterday, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, the Jewish Mentor of Saul. Iraqi Chaldean youth expressed their faith and hope, and England is going to be excluding certain health care services from smokers and the obese. The Associated Press reports that yesterday, President Trump signed the Countering America's Adversaries Through Sanctions Act. White House Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders explained President Trump's support for the bill, despite its potential unconstitutionality and encroachment upon the office of the presidency.
The president favors tough measures to punish and deter the bad behavior of the rogue regimes in Iran and North Korea, and he also sent a clear signal that we won't tolerate interference in our democratic process by Russia. The bill was improved, but Congress has encroached on the power of the presidency, and he signed it in the interest of national unity. We've been very clear that we support tough sanctions on all three of those countries. We continue to do so, and that has certainly not changed, and I think that was reflected in the statements today.
Today's quote of the day comes from St. Thalassos the Libyan. An intellect in control of itself is the temple of the Holy Spirit, but that of a glutton is like a nest of crows. Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor Saint Gamaliel. You're listening to Crusade News.
Patrick Henry was famous for a lot more than give me liberty or give me death. But if you're waiting for Hollywood to put that on film, you may as well wait for the next Ice Age. That's why I started Founding Father Films. Hi, I'm Mike Church, and I invite you and your family to see and hear the greatest stories never told in my movies, The Spirit of 76 and The Road to Independence, on DVD and CD, and available now at Amazon.com, MikeChurch.com, or call 866-483-3833.
Gamaliel, a Pharisee and respected teacher of the Jewish law, lived at the time of Christ and was a leading authority in the Sanhedrin. He is known as the mentor of St. Paul and the man who counseled the Sanhedrin not to put Peter and Paul to death for their Christianity. St. Photius maintained that Gamaliel converted to Christianity and was baptized by Saints Peter and John. His relics were discovered, along with those of St. Stephen the Protomartyr and Nicodemus, in Jerusalem in the 5th century. St. Gamaliel, pray for us. Abuna.org is reporting that over 550 faith-filled Iraqi youth joined together last weekend at Al-Kosh in the Nineveh Plain to attend the Youth Festival, an event comprised of days of prayer, reflection, and celebration. Chaldean Patriarch Louis Raphael Seiko said that the Youth Festival is a chance for a restart of indigenous Christian communities and for the rest of Iraq. Let's hope so. The Daily Wire is reporting that some ill Britons in need of certain medical procedures, such as cataract surgery or knee and hip replacements, are going to be denied services if their body mass index exceeds 30 or if they smoke. The Vale of York Clinical Commissioning Group said, quote, "The local system is under severe pressure. Hospitals are being warned they will not be paid for surgery if they carry out operations on obese patients who are not exempt from the policy. This work will help to ensure that we get the very best value from the NHS and do not exceed our resources or risk the ability of the NHS being there when people really need it." Additional clinical commissioning groups are introducing the same restrictions, and while the Royal College of Surgeons is balking at these measures, Chris Hobson, the head of NHS providers, said, quote, "I think we are going to see more and more decisions like this. It's the only way providers are going to be able to balance their books, and in a way, you have to applaud their honesty. You can see why they're doing this. The service is bursting at the seams." In this Celestial Musings, Senator Jeff Flake made an awkward mistake during an appearance on Face the Nation this past Sunday. During his interview, Flake blamed fellow conservatives for focusing on wedge issues.
That forced us to delve into the wedge issues, like flag burning, or, you know, the case of Terri Schiavo, or things like that. And
the only problem with this, says the National Review, is that Terri Schiavo was not a wedge issue. The Terri Schiavo federal law received exactly zero votes against it. Some Democrats abstained, but the bill was the most bipartisan bill passed during George W. Bush's presidency. Frankly, I'm just shocked that 45% of Democrats actually voted for this bill in the first place. Stay tuned now for the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust.